We are the co-creator in this reality. There's no reality separate from us. Everything's a projection of consciousness. And so what we're doing is we're bypassing, they're saying stale values. In other words, we're going beyond what we've been alerted to, taught, believed in, all that we consented to of that false paradigm is drifting away. How lovely is that? It's drifting away. So we want to realize this. We want to get into that place of what we would call miraculous, which is really simply aligning with the truth of our nobility. And so that nobility is our spiritual nobility. It's the right of ascension. It's the right of causation in exploring our true understanding of self. So as we will receive ourselves as lifted, so when we're receiving ourselves as lifted, we're moving slightly beyond. We're going beyond our past present understanding of self into our plausibility of new arrivals. So that is, we're receiving ourselves as light, we're receiving ourselves as holiness, we're receiving ourselves in ample understanding of and gratitude for all that is upon us. So all that is upon us is our new delicacy, our new association, our new establishment that we agree to, that we partake of, that we alert ourselves to, that we, they're saying like the stream in the light of. So in other words, remember that everything is frequency, everything is energy. And so as we align with our glorious self, so our glorious self is not like ego, who do you think you are? Our glorious self is our I am presence that we all are equally. So it's not, I recognize this for myself without a care for you. It's that spontaneous recognition of the truth of our oneness, the truth of our light, the truth of our holy circumstance. And so our holy circumstance is beyond all of that false programming, that false belief of limitation. So just imagine you were just sort of packed in as sardines or in a cell, a cage, or constricted or small or anything of that regard. And then you stand up. You stand up properly. So when you stand up properly, you can envision your column of light. You can imagine your I am presence guiding you. You can have angel wings. You can just they're saying be lucid and free. So in other words, just your angelic arrival and just receiving yourself in your light body. So we are all aglow. So what we want to receive is the light. We want to understand as we tune into the light, as we tune into our loveliness, as we tune into our compassion for self. Now, this they're saying this cannot be avoided. In other words, a lot of us have been we're learning how to release the pitchfork. We're learning how to release just those chains, those whips, whatever that our mind has historically held in comfort. In other words, if we could control the punishment, then the outer punishment is nothing to be concerned about. And so what we're releasing is the fear. What we're releasing is the belief of punishment, the belief in judgment, the belief that we're anything except miraculous. And so the miraculous, they're saying it requires a leap of evolution, it requires a leap of faith, where we're moving beyond judgment, we're removing beyond polarity, we're removing beyond the belief that anything is right or wrong, and reducing it to one decibel, and that one decibel is love. And so remember that the truth of all of us is our association with our godly essence, with our I am presence, with the love that is the truth of all. And so as we will receive that welcome, homecoming. When I said welcome homecoming, there was a little bit of a trip, because I had to generously allow that in fullness. And it's just like there's a little bit of trepidation, like, is the alligator going to bite my hand if I do this? Am I really free to go? Am I really free to go? It's almost like a prisoner being let out of jail. Like, are you sure? Are you sure? So this is where we're going to notice where the noose is still upon us, where we're still adjusting to the new realization. Because again, everything we manifest, everything we consider to be holy and justified comes to us through our own engagement. So when we perceive lacking, it's because we're still attending to lack. It's because we still haven't set ourselves free. We still haven't risen above that polarity of existence. So again, we're in form, but we're uniting with our sacred heart. We're opening up to our kindest visioning. So the kindest visioning is here for one and all. Each of us are masters in our own authority, and what we are extending ourselves to is that master awareness, that master consciousness that is already one with light. So it's not like, maybe I can do this, maybe I can't. Your small eye, your individuated eye, of course, is going to be blindfolded, is going to be blind. It can't see. So what we're receiving is our miraculous acquaintance. In other words, we're aligning with that I am justification, with that I am presence that is all, is one, is what we would refer to as that godly goddess essence, divine mother, father, God, and we are assembling in our true sponsorship. So that sponsorship, you want to receive that higher awareness, your divine self, and just feel it bathing you. I mean, just like the brightest light, as bright as the central sun, whatever is a matter of convenience. In other words, you may have a flame, you may have your column of light, you may just receive your Christ light body. Whatever feels familiar. And so each of us are opening up to love's extraction. So this is where we like go off the old timetable, the old linear constriction, and we afford ourselves new beginnings. And so those new beginnings is asserting our highest value. In other words, the truth of self. So as we will receive our holiness, as we will receive our rightful passage of time is we're going beyond time. We're not waiting for the linear time to occur. We're receiving it in consciousness, and there we are. And so they're saying all of life is alerted. In other words, everything that resonates with our truth, with our light, with our glorified existence now comes early. And so they're using those linear terminologies because we still relate to them. Now comes early. So you want to receive that feeling of collapsed time. Now comes early because it's like we touch the other mountaintop and suddenly there's no more valley. There's no more bridge we have to cross because we already are aligned. We already are alerted. We already are whole. And so the more that we receive ourselves in our holiness, it's almost like deciding upon this or that and then being greeted by something way beyond the value of this or that. Like whatever we were deciding upon, a 5 cents candy, and someone hands you a $100 bill. Like it's like a no-brainer. And they're saying, exactly, we're going beyond the brain's remembrance of the past. We're going beyond our individuated personality self, and we're graduating into our new refinement. So allow yourselves to shift with ease. we're returning home, homecoming, welcoming, gliding, sashaying. I've got someone who apparently was a dancer because they're like pirouetting home. So this is wonderful, because when you allow your higher self to align you, to guide you, whatever restores yourself quickest is what's going to equate. I have someone like in a canoe, so it's like one of your incarnations where you were you travel by canoe, and so that's what you respond to. So allow all to be received, perceived, integrated in full orchestration for the highest good of all, because what we're showing ourselves, we're showing for one and all. In other words, all of the collective are receiving. All of the ones that will glance upon us are going to reverberate with the light that we're extending. So we want to understand that we are choosing to be the light holders, the masters of the new earth. And so allow that graduated semblance, again, your perception of self, to equal your mastery, to equal your holiness, to equal your light. Receive on all levels. When they say receive on all levels, it's like your past selves. So the part of me that's crying in 1968 in linear configuration, just receive that light. Just receive that light. Now, this can also be a future self. What was going to occur tomorrow will be nevermore. In other words, you've already received the light, so you're dropping the need of that circumstance. True upliftment, true understanding, true engagement. And so it is. Mwah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.